Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, joining us now, as he does, from beautiful somewhere in the deep in the heart of Yuma, Arizona. Joining us from there is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Wonderful day.
So I want to talk about this just because I know so little about it. I hear all this stuff about it. But I want to talk about this Nigerian governor where he's saying to shoot motorcyclists on sight. I have to admit, I don't know the background behind this. What is going on?
Okay, well, what we're seeing is Nigeria, like much of Africa, when it was split up into colonies by European powers, they grabbed whatever they could grab. They didn't pay attention too much as to whether it was one tribe or another. It was what territory can we control? And so it's an amalgam of a bunch of different tribes. It's not just one tribe or even one religion or whatever. And what has happened in Nigeria is that you have I don't know which one's in the majority, but you have a lot of Muslims and you have a lot of Christians. And in this northern part of Nigeria and in other parts, there's been this ongoing conflict that's been developing. There's Boko Haram, which is pretty clearly mostly religious. And that has happened, and there's a lot of nasty stuff that's made the news. But you also have a conflict between what are essentially Muslim pastoralists, you know, that follow herds or flocks of animals, and farmers. And the farmers are mostly Christian, and most of the Muslims are of the Fulani tribe, and then most of the Christian are Hausa tribe. And in this northern state of Nigeria, it's called Zamfara, and it has a population of about 10 million people. And it's on the far northern border of Nigeria, and there have been increasing conflicts between these pastoralists moving their nomadic flocks around and the farmers. Now, that's in the what's known as the Tsitsi Belt. I'm probably mispronouncing Tsitsi Fly Belt of Africa, and horses and a lot of farm animals don't tolerate diseases carried by the tsetse flies very well.
Right.
So there was the nomadic herders couldn't move through those areas very well because their animals would die of disease. But with modern technology, we found ways to find animals, they were bred to be resistant to the tsetse fly, and also there's some treatment. So they can go to more places than they could go before. At the same time, the population is increasing, and so you have more of a dispute for land and routes that these nomadic traders or tribalists used to use for a long period of time, and you have more people trying to occupy those lands. So you've got disputes, and what has happened is that the nomadic herders are have gotten access to weapons that are smuggled in. A lot of them are AK-47s, and they're terrorizing the farmers. And, you know, a lot of them have been killed. Probably thousands have been killed. And then the farmers reacted and tried to get their own weapons and protect themselves. And you get retaliation and you get a big mess. It's a little bit like the American frontier with the Indians. Only you have farmers that aren't allowed by the state to have guns, and they don't have many horses. And so the sort of the natives or the Indians in this mess, if we want to call them that, the Fulani herders, they're more mobile, they have better weapons, and they probably have better communications, and they're driving probably hundreds of thousands of people from their homes and lands in this area. So, the Zamfara state government has reacted because there's a huge demand by the farmers for more weapons and legal access to weapons. And so they reacted and said, well, we're going to allow in 19 districts that we have in this state, we're going to allow 500 gun permits in each one of those districts. Now you got 8 million farmers, and you're going to distribute a little bit less than 10,000 permits.
Right.
And you're going to give 500 to each one of some sort of district manager or I think there's going to be quite a bit of competition and maybe some money changing hands about who gets a permit and who doesn't. So I don't think that will have a lot of effect. Now, it has some effect. But a lot of the farmers, they're buying what we call craft-made weapons. You know, you have a small shop and they make a revolving shotgun. So you can, you know, have a shotgun that'll fire, you know, 4 or 5 shots before you have to reload it. That type of shotgun is made with something like, you know, our water pipe, galvanized water pipe would be a good barrel for something like that. But it'd be a lot better if they had a more modern weapon. And that is illegal for them to have in most of the area still. Now, the other thing that the herders have done is they've got access to motorcycles. And so they would organize their raids. Like I said, I think they have better communications and better transportation and better weaponry. And they'd have hundreds of people of armed raiders on motorcycles converge on an area to stage a raid, you know, and kill off people and demand ransom and do kidnapping and probably kidnap young women too. And so the governor said in these 3 districts where this has been a real serious problem, our security forces are authorized to shoot anybody they see riding a motorcycle or motorbike. So it has to be pretty bad when you just say, anybody, any security person in that area, did you see somebody on a motorcycle? Shoot them. That's a serious situation. And that's where we stand in this northern Nigerian state. I've talked to people from Nigeria and missionaries who've been there, and it is a terrible mess. And the northern districts are just being terrorized by this conflict there. But they're not allowed, for the vast majority of them, they're not allowed to have legal guns. Their communications are not that great. The state, the government, in their wisdom, tried to shut down all the cell phone communications in the area in an attempt, they say, to stop the raiding. But it didn't really stop the raiding and stop everybody else from communicating very well.
So hang on right there for me. Hang on right there for me, if you will. This article is at amaland.com. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, Let's go over your breakdown of the Bruin case.
Oh, wow. That's going to take a while. It's a pretty interesting case. And it is somewhat, it's not real complicated, but it takes a little bit of explaining. So, this case is all about, it started with complaint by a couple of people in New York who wanted to get permits to carry pistols outside the home. And they wanted to be able to carry them for self-defense as well. And they went to their local authorities and went through the process to try to get a pistol permit, and they got permits, but they were limited. They weren't able to carry them everywhere, only in places where there weren't very many people. So they went to the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, of which they were members, and said, this isn't right. This is contrary to the Second Amendment. And the Pistol Association said, I think we've got a good case here. This is one we should pursue. And they sued New York Attorney General, I believe that would be Bruin now, saying you're violating our rights under the Second Amendment. So this case has been in the works for several years, and it made it to the Supreme Court. There was a previous case that also made it to the Supreme Court, but was rendered moot when New York changed its law and New York City changed its regulation to render it moot, so they wouldn't have to worry about it. And so this is the one that made it finally to the Supreme Court. And fortunately, and through just obvious interest, Justice Clarence Thomas is the justice that was selected to write the opinion on this case. And he's been the foremost supporter of the Second Amendment at the Supreme Court for at least 10 years, maybe 15, 20 years. And so he wrote this opinion. And it is about as good of an opinion as we can get. Now, the initial start of the opinion is, do you have a right to bear arms outside the home? I mean, it sounds really simple. I mean, there's hardly anybody I know that would claim, no, you do not have a right to bear arms outside the home. But there's some people that will claim that. But if bear arms means anything, as Thomas points out, it's hard to believe it just means carrying a pistol from the kitchen to the bedroom. That, I think, is very close to the exact words he used.
Yeah.
And he says it means that the ordinary person who's law-abiding and an adult should be able to carry arms outside the home for the purposes of self-defense. Now, weirdly, both sides in this case claim to believe that that is true. But they're called the respondents. The petitioners would be the ones working to restore their Second Amendment rights in this case, and the respondents would be those working to stop them. And the respondents in this case claim, well, yeah, of course, Second Amendment rights extend outside the home, but it's within the power of a state government to decide who can exercise their Second Amendment rights outside the home on a case-by-case basis. It's almost laughable to say, well, you have a right, but we get to decide who has the right. You know, it's not everybody. In fact, it's hardly anybody, but in very specific peculiar cases where we get to decide, we'll say some of you can carry outside the home, and that satisfies the Constitution. I mean, it's silly. And so Thomas goes on, he's writing the opinion, and he says it's undisputed that these two men, two ordinary law-abiding adult men, are part of the people whom the Second Amendment protects. And then he says nothing in the Second Amendment text draws a home-public distinction with respect to the right to keep and bear arms, and the definition of bear naturally encompasses public character. That's a quote from Thomas. On page 4, which is early in the opinion still, he says, the burden then falls on respondents, those are the people who oppose it, to show that New York's proper cause requirement is consistent with this nation's historical tradition of firearms regulation. Now, this is important because it goes beyond this particular case. Thomas, in this Supreme Court opinion, is saying that the state, the government, has the burden of proving that there was a widespread historical precedent for the law that they are defending. In any case involving the Second Amendment, not just in a carry case outside the home, they have the burden. They have to show a widespread historical precedent. And because they struck down the Sullivan Law in New York with this case, which was put into effect 111 years ago, they have to show a precedent that's greater than what existed for the Sullivan Law, because we already struck that down, and it was 111 years old.
Right.
So, and there's a, it's a little more complicated, because you can say, well, the Sullivan Law only existed essentially in about 4 or 5 states, and, you know, you could say, well, if we have a law that was in 25 states and it was 80 years old, well, maybe that would qualify. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's a little caveat. And then he goes on and lists 6 specific states that fail the test. And they are California, Hawaii, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Maryland. And he mentions the District of Columbia, but that's already been enjoined by the District of Columbia.
Hold up right there. Hold up right there. I want to continue this on the other side. This article that we're talking about that I'm referencing, this was published 2 days ago, June 29th. It is at amiland.com. You can go take a look at it, along with well over 2,000 other articles at Amiland right now. If you go to the front page right now, Dean's all over the front page. The log jam has been cleared. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the Biden administration is scrambling to put a plan together regarding the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border now that the Supreme Court ruled Title 42 can be dissolved. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter warns the administration is putting America's national security at risk by not stopping those illegal immigrants on Fox Business.
We don't have national security right now because our border is not secure. I've been down there 5 times since I've been in office, 3 times in the last year and a half. Every time it gets worse. It is in shambles. And all the Border Patrol agents tell us the same thing. Keep, build the wall. Keep Title 42. Keep remain in Mexico.
President Biden met virtually on Friday with Democrat governors to discuss abortion. USA Radio News. It's the 4th of July holiday weekend, and many families are hitting the road. Josh Zuber with AAA says there's pent-up demand for travel, but with problems in the friendly skies, people are turning to their cars.
We're actually going to see a record number of folks driving to their destination.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. It's predicted about 42 million people are traveling on vacation this weekend by car. 10% of all Army National Guard soldiers have yet to get COVID-19 shots past the official deadline. Defense officials say about 30,000 of those soldiers are now facing financial penalties or discharge. About 14,000 Guard members have refused to be vaccinated, and about 7,000 have requested exemptions. However, officials say some unit commanders may be allowed to let unvaccinated soldiers continue receiving pay while the Army Guard struggles to meet recruiting goals. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with, trying to unpack everything that came out of the Supreme Court ruling, because it appears to be the thing that keeps on giving. And from here, we're going to move on to what the Supreme Court has done after that, since that. But let's go back to all the things that were, quite a few rules laid in place for any of these various circuit courts that were there.
Yeah, what happened is over the last decade, a little bit more, these circuit courts, particularly the Ninth Circuit, set up a complicated framework about how you would decide if a law or a regulation was acceptable under the Second Amendment. And one of the judges on the Ninth Circuit complained about it, and I'm going to paraphrase a bit, and he said, look, we've made this process so complicated so that we can rule that any regulation or law we want is acceptable under the Second Amendment. Because if we make it complicated so much, at some point, we'll be able to say, oh, yeah, it's okay. And that's what they did. And the first thing they would say is, well, is this thing that we're looking at, does it impact the Second Amendment at all? And then they might make some claim like, well, it's not inside the home, and it's only about ammunition, and, you know, fixed cartridges weren't around in 1791. Yeah, we can rule it's okay. You know, I mean, this is the kind of thing I'm exaggerating a little bit, not too much. And so what Thomas did in this case, he said, no, that's not going to fly. And I'm going to read his stake in the decision. He said, in the years since, the courts of appeals have coalesced around a two-step framework for analyzing Second Amendment challenges that combines history with means and scrutiny. Today, we decline to adopt that two-part approach. In keeping with Heller, we hold that when the Second Amendment's plain text covers an individual's conduct, the Constitution presumptively protects that conduct. And what he's saying is, no, guys, we're not going to play your game. If it's covered under the Second Amendment, it's covered, and it's not allowed. And the only way that you can figure out if it's allowed is if you can show us through broad historical context that such infringement or such a regulation on Second Amendment conduct was allowed generally over wide parts of the country and for a long period of time, and we can say, well, okay, if it was in a lot of states over a lot of period of time and was covered, like, say, we won't allow loaded firearms in a black powder armory. You know, there were a fair amount of that. We don't allow loaded arms in this very dangerous place that we don't want to set off an explosion for everything. Yeah, okay, we can say that, you know, we won't allow loaded firearms inside, you know, an ammunition plant or something like that. I'm making that up as an example to show that something that might be allowed. And so he says, no, you've got to show the only way you can get around this, if it impacts Second Amendment, is show that there was a widespread historical conduct. Then, he says, we have to not only look at the Second Amendment as it was ratified in 1791, but because it came to be holding against state government with the 14th Amendment, which was ratified in 1868, he said, we have to look at what bearing arms or what the Second Amendment meant in 1868 when the 14th Amendment was ratified. And a significant part, he goes into it, of the 14th Amendment was to make sure the freed slaves had a right to keep and bear arms. And then a little further on, he says, much after that, it doesn't really matter that much. He talks about stuff in the late 1800s and says, you know, that happened all after these amendments were ratified, and that doesn't have much weight. The weight should be on the way the law was and how it was accepted by the American population in 1791, and with some of the weight being on what people thought about the Second Amendment in 1868. And he gives an example. This has been used numerous times by people who want to restrict Second Amendment rights. Of the Kansas Supreme Court had a ruling in 1901. And what they upheld, they claimed they could have a complete ban on the public carry of arms unless people were members of the militia, in that the Second Amendment only applied to militia members. And Justice Thomas completely shuts that down and says, nope, that was clearly erroneous. And so that's very good. The whole militia thing is shot down in terms of being the only reason that you can carry arms. And he talks, here he is, he sums up about the limitations that existed that would be acceptable. He says, those restrictions, for example, are limited the intent for which one could carry arms, the manner by which one carried arms, or the exceptional circumstances under which one could not carry arms, such as before justices of the peace and other government officials. He says, apart from a few late 19th century outlier jurisdictions, Kansas is one of them, American governments simply have not broadly prohibited the public carry of commonly used firearms for personal defense, which is what we've been saying for a long time. And then this was also a big deal because he, Justice Thomas has said, and many others have said, that the appeals court, the circuit court, have been treating the Second Amendment as a second-class constitutional right. And so he says this. He says the Second Amendment is due all the same respect as the First and Second Amendment. Here, I'll quote him. The Second Amendment is not a second-class constitutional right. It deserves the same respect as the First Amendment or the Sixth Amendment. The constitutional right to bear arms in public for self-defense is not a second-class right, subject to an entirely different body of rules than the other Bill of Rights guarantees. And that's from the McDonald opinion about 10 years ago.
Right.
And then he says, we know no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to government officers some special need. That's not how the First Amendment works when it comes to unpopular speech or the free exercise of religion. It is not how the Sixth Amendment works when it comes to a defendant's right to confront the witnesses against him. And it is not how the Second Amendment works when it comes to public carry for self-defense.
Well, hang on there, if you will. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the last break. Then we're going to go from here to some of the other stuff they looked at that has been vacated. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world.
And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Last time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten. And we were just talking about the Supreme Court did when it came to the Bruin decision, but they've done some other things that are also, I mean, it's been a good week to be a 2A advocate. What else did they do?
Okay, well, they had several cases in the docket that were working their way up through the court that had been put on hold waiting for the outcome of the Bruin decision. Because, as was hoped, the Bruin decision changes the way the lower courts are to look at the Second Amendment. Essentially, these lower courts have been thumbing their nose, that's my expression, at the Supreme Court and saying, nah, that Second Amendment stuff, we're not going to uphold that. And we got this complicated two-part process where, you know, we look at three levels of scrutiny and basically say the Second Amendment doesn't really mean anything. And in Bruin, Justice Thomas and the Supreme Court, in a 6-3, very strong decision, said, no, that isn't going to fly. And they set up another a more proper method to look at the Supreme Court, which we outlined in the last couple of segments. So there were four cases that were waiting on the decision in Bruin. And the Supreme Court held a cleanup conference on the 29th of July, where they said, well, what are we going to do with these four cases? And there were several things that they could do with them. They could have said, well, we're going to hear those cases and render an opinion on each of them. They could say, we're not going to hear them. It's unlikely since they're waiting for this decision. They could say that we're going to say that what you guys did in the lower courts is not valid on these because you didn't follow the guidelines that we have now set out. Or they could summarily say these cases are completely wrong. We're writing what you should have done. Well, what they did in all four cases was what they called a grant certiorari, vacate the decision that was made in the lower court, that has been, say that decision is invalid, and then they send it back, remand it back to the lower court to reconsider under their new guidelines how the Second Amendment should be treated. And they did that in all four cases. And those cases cover three different aspects, I would say. Two of the cases, one from New Jersey, which is the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs versus New Jersey, is about a ban on magazines over 10 rounds. You also have Duncan versus Bonta, which is another ban in California in the Ninth Circuit. The New Jersey ban is in the Third Circuit. So Duncan versus Bonta is a ban on magazines over 10 rounds in California. Then they have the Hawaiian case, Young versus Hawaii. We've talked about it several times, where basically Hawaii refuses to issue any permits. I think they might have issued two in a decade, something like that, for carry outside the home by ordinary people. And that's directly addressed in the Bruin decision. And that's going back to the Ninth Circuit to deal with. And then they have Bianchi v. Frosch, which is a Maryland ban on semi-automatic so-called assault weapons. And that's in the Fourth Circuit. So we've got four cases, two on a magazine ban, one on carry outside the home in Hawaii, and then the one on this ban on so-called semi-automatic assault weapons. All four of those cases are very clear. I believe, and I've read them, but it's been a little while, I believe in every one of them they say, yeah, it impacts the Second Amendment, but because of an overwhelming state interest, these laws are okay, which is exactly opposite of what Justice Thomas has told them the way they have to treat the Second Amendment. So the Supreme Court is saying, okay, we're sending it back to you guys. Fix it. Make it right. I don't have a lot of confidence that they will do so. They may, but I think they're going to try and weasel a way around it. Somewhat. Hawaii is particularly resistant to the Second Amendment. The Ninth Circuit has been very resistant, but at least in the Ninth Circuit and in about the carry ban, and in the New Jersey case about carry, they both come out and say, California and New Jersey have both come out and said, yeah, okay, we're doing away with this. You have to have a special reason to carry. But they kind of indicated that they will figure out some other way. You know, like, we didn't like what you said about supporting Donald Trump. That shows you're a racist, so you can't carry. Yeah. I don't think that'll fly in at the Supreme Court level, but it might take a long while to get back there. So we will see what happens with that. New York seems to be the most resistant. They're talking about, well, we can just say that anybody who doesn't put up a sign on their private property saying that no guns allowed, saying that guns are welcome here, will presume to be saying no guns allowed, nobody can carry a gun there. That's one of the things they're considering. So how soon this will get resolved, we don't know. But in the state, the six states that are particularly mentioned in Bruin, it's a good time for people to apply for permits and to try to get them because they haven't come up with a lot of other reasons and ways they can prevent you right now. So you might actually be able to get a permit.
Well, I mean, in New Jersey, they've directed not to do away with the needs-based part of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, their AG there. And in California, too, Bonta.
Well, Bonta, I read I read the AG's legal alert they put out, and they said, yeah, you can't use needs, but you can use good moral character. And if you look at all the social media posts, maybe you'll find something in there that shows they're a hater or a racist or something. That's why I use Trump support as a possible item. Now, you and I, have got hundreds, I think, of podcasts out there, saying the Second Amendment is a good thing. That probably makes us haters right off the top.
Well, but we don't live We don't live in California, so you know, and I'm not a hater. I'm a nice guy.
Well, I think we both are, but yeah. I'm just showing the ridiculous means
and gun drivers.
They may go to those ridiculous measures to try to keep people from carrying. I don't know. We will see, and expect more court cases shortly.
Yeah, it looks like Thomas has teed everybody up because he knew that they were not just going to go, oh, well, the Supreme Court says so, okie doke. So he's ready to go out there. He's established it's a first class right, and now he's ready to go out there and enforce it. So.
And he said, look, you got these shall issue laws, and maybe they're okay, but you can't just use them by making them so expensive and so lengthy that they violate the right to carry outside the home. So he's already said, if you make them expensive and lengthy, we'll strike them down.
Well, we're out of time, so I will be talking with you on Tuesday, hopefully. Have a happy Independence Day.
Yes, happy 4th of July to everybody. It's Independence Day, and it should be celebrated as Independence Day.
Thank you for joining me tonight.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.